A Freeport man will bring Abraham Lincoln to life later this week to deliver the Gettysburg Address at Gettysburg National Military Park in Pennsylvania. George Buss assumes the role after Jim Getty portrayed the 16th president there for four decades. Lincoln delivered the address on November 19, 1863. Well, obviously you've been fine-tuning your portrayal for many years. Do you plan to change anything now that you assume this new role?
You know, I contemplated that, and the durability of the interpretation is part of the reason why I was invited. And so I'm going to stick with what I know works and what the folks that have supported my work over the decades have said resonates. And so we will stay the course.
Can you walk me through how you've prepared to make sure the details are just right?
Well, this is an academic pursuit, and so anytime dealing with the history, it's best to go back to the primary source documents. And having studied Lincoln a number of years, his frequent use of punctuation, but also in the performing arts, that the use of that pause, and there are so many writers that said, we heard Lincoln speak, and what a dynamic speaker he was. But there was so much meaning and feeling when he spoke. And I think the meaning and feeling comes from his use of punctuation and the effective use of pause to give the listener time to think and let the message resonate.
Your Lincoln is a familiar face in Freeport, which holds quite a history of the president already. It was the place where he debated Stephen Douglas as they were both running for Senate. How has the community helped you develop your portrayal?
My community, my home, Freeport, Stevenson County, are some of my best supporters and some of my dearest friends over my life. And they've said, you know, here's another opportunity. And as Mayor Gitz said, you just keep putting Freeport on the map. And I'm honored by that. That's a very humbling thing to have your neighbors and friends to be on your side. And they certainly will be at my side here in Gettysburg.
And if you would allow a little behind the scenes for as you prepare to become Lincoln, what's something that people would be surprised at that takes the longest time?
I do a lot of pacing before a performance. So, and that's something that people usually don't see. So, and while I was speaking with you, Jenna, I'm out on the deck next to the hotel. And I was just walking through the words, and several of the folks came out, and they said, are you all right? And I said, I'm just reading. But when it comes time to take the podium, then that podium is where I'm at.
As you've been going through the lines, is there one for the Gettysburg Address, is there one that sticks out?
Well, when you look at the closing, and of, by, and for the people, but the emphasis wasn't on of, by, and for. The emphasis is on the people. And so when that closing remarks, that this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. And I think there was a very, very strong attempt to emphasize people as to the of, by, and for.